Weather conditions across the Midwest today are expected to be rather tranquil. Not much to talk about except for some increasing southerly wind across a big part of the region ahead of a low-pressure system that will be intensifying in the central U.S. plains. That storm system will eventually bring rain and snow to portions of the Midwest overnight tonight and especially tomorrow. The system will be relatively fast-moving, but some substantial snowfall will likely occur from parts of Nebraska into parts of Wisconsin. And in that band, we could see multiple inches of snowfall occurring. It probably caused some travel issues across that particular region. Anywhere from 3 to around 8 or 9 inches of snow could accumulate in at least a small part of that region. And it looks as though there will be rain to the south, and that will include most of the lower Midwest. We'll expect this rain to be most focused on the afternoon tomorrow and into tomorrow night, and eventually ending from west to east across the Midwest on Thursday. The precipitation totals with this event are going to be highly varied, but mostly will be on the light side, at least for the lower Midwest. We'll expect to see the moisture totals in parts of Missouri and Illinois probably a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch. But for Ohio and parts of southeastern Indiana and Kentucky, moisture totals could run anywhere from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. And there may also be a fair amount of moisture in that snowfall that's going to occur from Nebraska to Wisconsin. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see more than an inch of moisture in a few spots in central portions of Wisconsin where the snowfall could get much heavier than I just described. We do expect to see an increasing wind also with that snow event, so there could be some blizzard, near blizzard conditions occurring for a brief period of time in that band, again from Nebraska to Wisconsin. As we get away from the storm system on Thursday, we'll expect a short-term break in precipitation, but it does look as though there is another frontal system that will come across the Midwest that will have influence on our weather. This next frontal system is not expected to have a huge impact on the region, but we will expect it to bring a little bit of light rain and perhaps a little bit of snow, but mostly rain. And this is most likely going to take place as we get into the weekend coming up. The majority of this precipitation will be in Iowa and portions of Wisconsin on Saturday and work its way southeastward Sunday. There may be some Gulf of Mexico moisture moving northward about that time, so there could be some enhanced precipitation in Kentucky and parts of southern and eastern Ohio as we get through Sunday afternoon into Monday morning. After that time period, another short-term break will likely occur with dry weather for a couple of days, but about midweek next week, we'll see another round of precipitation beginning maybe Wednesday or Thursday of next week. So we're going to continue to see an active weather pattern, which is not unusual for this time of the year. Now, the temperatures across the area are going to continue to be bouncing around a bit. Nothing too extreme is expected for a while, but we will expect the temperatures to be a little bit more volatile than they have been. High temperatures today will be all the way up into the 60s and perhaps some 70s. Most of those 70s will be Missouri and southwestern portions of Illinois back into Kansas and Nebraska. In fact, the temperatures out there in the parts of the central plains will be in the 80s to over 90 degrees this afternoon. That kind of heat will not work its way into the Midwest. It'll likely get pushed off to the south as the next frontal system comes along. We'll see highs tomorrow still in the 60s and 70s across the lower Midwest, and then readings will cool off quite a bit as we get into Thursday and Friday, and highs those 2 days will probably be mostly 40s and 50s. There might even be a few 30-degree readings in a few areas to the north. And lowest temperatures overnight, over these next few nights, will eventually come down to the range of 20s and 30s, with Friday morning coolest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.